Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The word superfluous literally means it draws your attention away. He has some kind of defect. A flat nose, people be looking at his flat nose, you know, or whatever, you know, his ear kind of, something superfluous. Maybe he has what you call the cauliflower ear, something, you know, he couldn't be a priest. That's what that superfluous means, okay? Has some kind of defect. He couldn't be a priest. Or a man that is broken-footed or broken-handed or crooked back or a dwarf. That he has a blemish in his eye or be scurvy or scabbed or hath his stones broken. I won't call. Boy, that eliminates a lot of people. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest, shall come nigh to offer things of offering, the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish. He shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat the bread of his God, of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come nigh unto the altar, because he has a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuary, for the Lord God do sanctify them. And Moses told it unto Aaron, to his sons, and all the children of Israel, if there's something wrong with you physically, you can't be a priest. Had nothing to do with an oath. But when you get to Melchizedek, when you get to Jesus, come. By the way, aren't you glad we aren't saved because we refuse salvation because we have a flat nose or because of this or a humpback or a draw? Aren't you glad salvation is available to every man regardless? Well, the whole point is that no oath was given to that priesthood, only an oath. And matter of fact, remember, it was more than just a promise, and he made an oath. God's promises are always sure. But remember, last week we talked about that. Not only did he make a promise, he swore an oath. Kind of like when somebody made a dare when we were kids, I dare you. No, I double dog dare you. Okay, this is just on the opposite end of the spectrum, if I could be, you know, kind of put it in. Not only do I promise, and if God promises, it's so, but he sealed it in stone, not that it needed to for him, but for us. For the Jewish people, when he says, not only do I promise, I give you an oath. My word, it stands, but it goes beyond that. And that's what he is saying here in these verses. And then verse number 22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. We not only have a better priesthood in Jesus Christ, but we also have a better testament, or word we use is covenant. The word surety means one who guarantees. Jesus guarantees this new covenant will be carried out for eternity. Remember, we talked about the priest. He just talked about they died. They'd be replaced. One priest died, and there'd be another one replaced, and have to be another replace him and another replace him. But Jesus, he has that endless life. He will never be replaced, and it's for eternity. It's a promise. That's what he's saying here. Verse 23 and 24. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by the reason of death. Now, there are a lot of priests over the centuries, but because they died by the reason of death, obviously, that somebody had to replace them. But look at verse number 24. But this man, who is this man? Jesus Christ. Because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. The word unchangeable here literally means it's untransferable. I like that. Because he lives forever, there's no transferring. In the Old Testament, they transferred their priesthood from Aaron to these other priests. Remember Eli, that priest. Wasn't it Eli had, he was fat. Remember that priest? He was fat and was he the one that fell over and broke his neck? Remember that? His sons, Phinehas and Hophni, I think those were, they were rebels and all. And that's the kind of priesthood they had. But when Eli died, the Bible says he fell over, he heard the death about his sons, Phinehas and Hophni, that He fell over and broke his neck, and the Bible says this is because he was fat. Somebody had to replace Eli, okay? Whoever came in and replaced. But Jesus, that's what it's talking about here in verse number 24. But this man, because he continues there, hath an unchangeable, untransferable priesthood. He will always, always be that. Verse number 25. I love this. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for. The word "save to the uttermost," there's some Bible scholars that talk about save from the uttermost, what he saved us from. That's not what this is talking about. He did save us from the uttermost. In the depths of sin, and he saved us from that. Matter of fact, y'all heard a preacher by the name of Billy Sunday in the early 1900s. He preached against prohibition alcohol. He was a big-time preacher, traveled all over the United States. And y'all ever heard of Billy Sunday? Okay. He made a statement. He said, "I was saved from the guttermost." God talked him out of the gutter, from alcohol. He's a baseball player, but God saved him. He became a preacher. That's not what it's talking about. He didn't save him from the guttermost. He saved him to the uttermost. God has some great things in store for us in the future. Amen and amen. He saved them to the uttermost, not just from, but to. It's forever, all the way through. That's what that means. Saved to the uttermost. As I was going to Knowles this morning, I listened to gospel music radio, and I was listening to Sirius radio. I pretty much stays on that. Channel 65 or whatever it is. And they have songspirations every Sunday. I wish they did that every day, because they just sing hymns. And one of the first song I got in my truck, and I wish I could push repeat, but I can't on that station. They sang Blessed Assurance, and I had a fit going down Spirit Lake Road. It was at 540, we're going toward the parkway going north. I just had a Holy Ghost fit. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Great. Went a little bit farther. The next song was Saved to the Other. It was a song, we sing it out of our hymn book, and it says Saved to the Uttermost. Wonderful grace, that's it. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sins. I was singing it because describe it. Now shall my race save to the uttermost. Wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. We are saved to the uttermost. I hate to be somebody that afraid they could lose their salvation. Listen, we're saved to the uttermost forever. Amen. Now, let's go a little bit farther. Oh, man, I got to quit. Oh, choir, you got to go back. All right, verse number 26. For such a high priest became us, Jesus Christ, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. I got a half a page just on that verse, but I got to quit. I told DJ I'd let y'all in early. I'll finish this next week, then we'll get into chapter number 8. Because look in verse number 1. I'll finish this next week. But look in verse number, and I underline this in verse number 1. Now, this is the sum. You know what the sum means? I can't wait to get to next week. This is the sum of it all. So I'll finish verse 26, 27, 28, and we'll get in verse 1, chapter 8 next week. As soon as I say amen, choir, quickly go to the back. Our Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, that we're saved to the uttermost because of what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. Bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.